Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at the League of Education Voters. Pat Sullivan was elected to represent the 47th Legislative District in the Washington State House of Representatives in November of 2004. He is the Majority Leader of the House and serves on the Appropriations Committee and the Education Funding Task Force. Pat's legislative priorities include building a strong economy by investing in education, creating good-paying jobs with benefits, and affordable health care. A graduate of the University of Washington, Pat has a long history of being involved in his community. He was the first mayor of Covington and chaired the Economic Development Council. Prior to being elected to the House of Representatives, Pat worked for the legislature and for King County. He also has served as co-president of the Covington Elementary PTA, as a member of the Learning Improvement Team, and on the Kent Communities and Schools Board. Pat has lived in Covington for over two decades. He and his wife, Amy, an oncology nurse, have three daughters. Katie and Maddie have graduated from college, and youngest daughter, Molly, is a senior at Kentwood School and doing Running Start. Representative Sullivan, why did you decide to run for office in the first place?
Well, I had served on Covington City Council and as Mayor of Covington for a number of years, but where I really had a passion was on education funding and education policy. And the only way to actually address those issues was to get elected. My daughter was young at that time, and you know, I volunteered at her school, saw things that I loved to change and wanted to get involved, so decided to run for the legislature.
Was it hard to go through the mechanisms of running, like fundraising and getting your name out there?
It was. Actually, I ran for the first time in 2002 and lost by 90 votes. After a long, grueling election, doorbelling every day, raising money, as you said, in order to buy the yard signs and all the stuff that you have to do. And after that, I decided, you know, I got close, but wanted to do it again. So in 2004, I ran again and was able to win. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it. You know, I think if you really have that fire in your belly and want to make a difference, it's something you have to do in order to get elected.
Well, one of the things that you're working on right now, of course, is our education funding issue, also known as McCleary. Where do you see common ground for a possible solution to McCleary?
Both the House and the Senate have passed proposals. There is some commonality in both of those proposals. Other areas are quite a bit different. But I think we all have an interest in solving the problem. So it's just a matter of getting together and trying to find a proposal somewhere in the middle. You know, I think that that can get done. We've already made some progress, and I'm confident that by hopefully the end of this special session, we'll have something agreed upon and we can move forward with.
And there's a lot of people out in the community who are certainly watching it very carefully, parents, teachers, and other people who are concerned, like myself with the League of Education Voters. What would you say to parents and other people in the community about what they can do to help get a solution to McCleary done?
I think it's contacting their legislators, whether it's sending an email, sending a letter, making a phone call to the office, showing up here in Olympia. You know, I go back to 2010 when we passed a huge reform bill around education funding, House Bill 2261. That passed mostly because of the effort made by community members and community organizations who really wanted to see change. And it was the pressure that they put on the legislature, I think, that led to a final passage of that bill. The same thing can happen here, I think, if people really get involved, make that extra effort to contact their legislators and push them hard to get a solution. I think it would be an extraordinary lift in pushing something through.
So what would the message be that you recommend? Would you say that they should call the legislator and say, find a solution, or should they say something more nuanced?
I think part of it is finding a solution and knowing that both sides have to make compromises, both sides have to give up some things that they care about. Not completely, but have to move the needle. And so meeting somewhere in the middle, we all know that we have to do that. But getting coaxed by the public helps move us in that direction. It's also a lot about revenue. Both the House and the Senate have revenue package. The Senate proposal relies on a significant state property tax increase. The House has a package that includes a number of different funding items. But it's going to take revenue. And I think it's pushing us on that issue, as well as the reforms and some of the things that we'll do within the final compromise. I think it's important that we hit on all those different areas.
You mentioned 2261, the bill that you were a lead on, and you also were the lead on House Bill 2776, which helped define the education system that we have now. Since then, and obviously it's been about 7 years since 2261 passed, what do you like that's evolved since then, and what would you have changed from those bills, knowing what you know now?
Well, I think part of what happened after we passed House Bill 2776, the Great Recession hit right after that. And so funding for education was actually reduced significantly during that time period. Initiative 728 was repealed. We cut K-4 enhancement that went out to school districts. We made a number of changes that made it more difficult for school districts to do their job. That was a disappointment that was happening at the same time we were trying to reform the system. But the one thing that I wish that we could have done differently or done better was the fact we did not take on compensation for K-12 employees. And, you know, that's a big part of what we're trying to solve right now with McCleary. Had we done it back in the time when we were doing these other reforms, I think we would be much farther along today. But, you know, we did make progress this year. Hopefully, dealing with the compensation issue, we'll have a more complete system, something that I think that we could be proud of.
Well, I'm sure you know that it's Teacher Appreciation Week next week here in Washington State. If you were to talk to someone who was thinking about becoming a teacher, what would you say?
I'd say, you know, it's a noble profession. They spend more time with their children than most parents do and have a huge impact on the future of our kids. And so if you're looking to make a change in society, if you're looking to make economic growth within our community, if you're looking to really do something powerful, becoming a teacher is probably the most significant thing you can do, in my opinion. I know that there are issues associated with pay, issues associated with the amount of respect that's shown to teachers. I get frustrated with that myself. I mean, how many times you see editorials or articles that really pick on teachers or point out some of the bad apples out there, but the majority of teachers are doing an extraordinary job in the classroom. We count on them for doing some wonderful things with our kids, and I hope that as we're facing this teacher shortage, we can convince more people to enter that profession. You know, it's something that I think as a legislator, you get worried about the fact that we're not going to have that pool of professionals who are willing to take on the challenges that teachers are facing today for the amount of pay that they're receiving. I look at my own daughter, my middle daughter, Maddie. When she was in elementary school, one year we got her an overhead projector because she liked to teach school with the other kids. You know, she wanted to be a teacher for a number of years, but it was around middle school where she started actually shifting away from that. And part of it was, I think, she was hearing that attitude about teachers and she was seeing the frustration from her teachers, even in her classroom. And so she decided to go a different direction. And it was disappointing the day when she came and said that she's looking at something different. Maybe teaching wasn't what she wanted to do. And you know, I know that there are other kids out there making those decisions at that time, and we have to be more supportive.
Well, another very influential position, obviously, in this state is being House Majority Leader. How have your daughters looked at what you do? Do they want to get into the legislature as well? And how do you think your job has shaped who they are?
I'm obviously very proud. I've always said more than being known for what I've done here in Olympia, I want to be known as a good father. Something that I take very seriously. It's something that is my highest priority. I'm proud of my kids. They've done wonderful things. I think one of the things that I hope has rubbed off on them from me and from my wife as well is being active in the community. And they are very active. They do lots of different things, helping out in different organizations. They've been involved in Young Life. They've been involved in a number of different programs that help build the community. And, you know, that's something that I'm very proud of. I don't know that any one of them will decide to actually run for office at some point in their lives. I've never encouraged that or discouraged that, but, you know, I think that they're doing wonderful things, and I look forward to seeing and hearing more wonderful things that they do.
Well, I think your example of getting involved in the community is huge, because I don't think we necessarily realize the influence that we can have on our communities and how we really can individually make a difference. If someone is maybe considering running for office someday, what would you say to them?
Here we have a citizen legislature, so we have people from all kinds of different professions. We have people who graduated from college, people who haven't graduated from college. We have people who have their PhDs and their master's degrees. We have lawyers, doctors, teachers, from the full gamut. Anybody from any background can come here and make a difference as long as they care, as long as they actually want to put in the time and the effort, as long as they're willing to listen to their community so that they can truly represent them here in the legislature. And I think getting to know your community, being involved in the Kiwanis Club or the Rotary Club, sitting on an arts commission or a planning commission or running for local office, building that base within the community so that when you arrive here in Olympia, you know, you have a great understanding of the need and the responsibility that you have as a legislator. Doing all those things really lead up to becoming a really effective member of the legislature here.
Well, it's great that you're doing the work that you're doing in education right now, certainly with McCleary. Are there other education priorities you have for this session?
Absolutely. It's not just about K-12. I think really we know that the biggest bang for our buck is early learning, that if we can actually make a significant difference before those students actually reach kindergarten, that they're going to be far more successful when they are in the K-12 system. And so making more investments in ECAP, especially the full-time slots, so that they're actually getting as much education as they can before kindergarten, I think is essential. I also think that we need to make investments in higher education. So as those kids graduate, the programs exist here in the state of Washington so that they can pursue the dreams that they've had for, you know, their K-12 experience. And then they can move on, and we hope to have them go to school here so that they'll remain here afterwards and can continue to help our economy grow and our state to get even better.
How do your parents feel about the job that you're doing here? And do they have any hopes for you down the road that you haven't done yet?
Both my parents have passed on, but while they were here, they were very supportive. Neither one were really involved in politics, so it was something different. I'm actually one of 10 kids.
Wow.
And the only politician out of the 10. So they all chose different paths. You know, all my family has been very supportive. The first time I ran, they were all excited. And, you know, when I'd have an event, they'd all show up. It's been a lot of fun, and it's never been an issue with any of my family members, whether they're Republican or Democratic. You know, they've always been supportive, and it's a lot of fun.
Pat Sullivan represents the 47th Legislative District in Washington State. Pat, thank you so much for letting me drop in on you.
You bet. Great talking with you. Thank you very much.